Get ready for Cyclone Fanatic Radio.
This is the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, brought to you by Carl Chevrolet, your dealer for life. Now, live from Benchwarmers Sports Bar in Ankeny, here's Chris Williams and Brent Bloom.
Thanks, AD. It's the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, live from Benchwarmers in Ankeny, presented by your dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet. I'm Jared Stansberry, joined by Chris Williams and Brent Bloom. How are you guys doing tonight?
I'm doing well. Got the DVR rolling, the NASCAR duels at Daytona.
Wow.
Got my Chase Elliott
this
t-shirt on.
This is how we start
on
the show.
Now the real sports season begins here in America. I'm ready to go.
There's a NASCAR driver named Chase.
Yeah, that's right. Got that right. It's some foreshadowing for the end of the year, buddy.
I got to go to Waco tomorrow. So I
oh, you're be, going to the women's.
I couldn't be any more excited to go to the Dr. Pepper capital of the
world. I was just going to ask you that, if you're going to go to the Dr. Pepper Museum.
Wait a second.
Dr. Pepper was invented in Waco, Texas.
Seriously?
Yeah. Yes. There's a lot going on down there.
Wow.
Between the stuff and the stuff and the Dr. Pepper.
I didn't know. I really didn't. I thought I knew everything about Waco. I had a bunch of guys tweeting at me after Iowa State lost it. Like, I think they were frustrated Iowa State fans.
Yeah.
They were telling me to, like, just drop Cyclone Fanatic and go and move to Waco and do, like, a Baylor Fanatic.
Yeah. I'm on board. I'll go with you.
You want to come with me? I'm like, I don't want. Like,
we'll
I think people
Robin
misconstrue my love for Art Briles and Scott Drew for, like being a fan. No, I just really respect the jobs that they've done.
Well, I mean, I can throw darts like Scott Drew can, but I guess it worked for
when you do it over and over and over again. You're not throwing darts, Brent.
Here's the thing:
you're good at darts. Why can't you just admit that he's good?
The fact that he has Iowa State's number is infuriating to me because
it doesn't.
When you play,
it doesn't support your rhetoric that he's a bad coach.
He's not a good coach.
Well, obviously he's not that bad.
Right? No, but
obviously he's not that bad of a coach.
No, he's. I can't say he's a good coach.
Obviously, he's not a bad coach.
When you play a video game and the computer cheats and you want to turn it off, it's like losing to Baylor over and over and over again. It's getting old.
I can see that.
Stop it.
But just a reminder, our guest tonight will join us on the Wheeze Tees hotline, or you can join us on the show at 515-284-5966. Wheeze Tees is your place to go for all your custom screen printing, embroidering needs. Looking for promotional product for your next athletic team, school, or business? Wheeze Tees is the place to go. They're located locally at 306 South Ankeny Boulevard here in Ankeny, or you can give them a call at 515-257-7191 or visit them online at wheezetees.com. So just a reminder, you can join us at 515-284-5966 on the Wheeze Tees hotline.
Jared, what do you think about the Scott Drew argument?
I'm actually siding with Chris.
Thank you.
Because more and more,
God bless.
I just feel like at this point, it's hard to say that he's not a good coach because year after year after year, you see the results. And what are we going to say then? Is it just Baylor? Is it just the program then?
Yeah, well,
because that's hard to justify.
No, they run a. I don't know how to quite it.
Oh, they run a junk defense that's very effective.
How's that different than Syracuse then?
Because Syracuse actually has a method behind the madness, and I'm not convinced Scott. He I just noticed your computer. Protector covered thing is neon green. So when you move to Waco, you're already fit right in. No, he's not Bill Self, but whatever he does against Iowa State, offensively, let me do that. I'm going to tip my cap offensively to what he does, because he at least is smart enough when he plays Iowa State to just continue to attack inside. I mean, it's not exactly a Naismith inventing basketball move to go inside, but Iowa State couldn't stop it. And until they can, people are going to keep doing that. And they had the ability to go at Iowa State, and his two big guys played really well.
Yeah, definitely. And in these two games between Baylor and Iowa State, we've essentially seen Jonathan Motley go from kind of an average Big 12 big man to being
like 10
like
points.
Wilt Chamberlain.
And he has, 27 each game?
Yeah, 20. I think he combined for 54 points and 25 rebounds in the two games.
And the weird part is, so then the schematic deal is, okay, Motley's killing you, go zone. Mm-hmm. And even in zone, Iowa State couldn't stop that guy. He just, He was doing it from the short corner. He was doing it from the free throw line. He was getting inside, getting offensive rebounds. He is a has been another player when he plays Iowa State, and that's what's frustrating, I think, for me with Scott Drew and Baylor, is they'll have games like that where they look really, really good. And if Motley's that good and their guards are making shots, yeah, definitely, they're a great team. But then the game before, they're at home against Texas Tech and lose by 20.
I think it's the Red Raiders are a good
Texas
team.
Texas Tech's
right?
not a bad team, Brett.
You don't lose by 20 at home to Texas Tech. It's that spotty inconsistency what people have a problem with Scott Drew.
I would chalk it up to you've got
don't
college.
See Bill Self losing at home by 20 to
you've
Texas
got
Tech.
Got college-age kids. Well, Drew doesn't have Self's talent either. You've got college-age kids. They had a really down night, and Drew coached them up to beat the Cyclones. That's how I would look at it. It's half empty or half full. You're choosing to look at it half empty.
I don't want to see him in Kansas City.
I want to see
there's
him.
Nothing
there's
that
no
good...
way Iowa State can lose 5 in a row to Baylor, is there?
What? I don't, hey, at this point,
do you remember when I asked,
I don't even know.
Do you remember, Jared, you were there, when I asked Drew when
it
they
actually
won
should
in
be...
Ames? When I asked Drew, I'm like, dude, I'm paraphrasing. Like, nobody wins here. You've got 2 in a row. What's the deal? And he's like, well, there ain't no secret sauce.
Or, something like that.
That was how he answered it. But, like, I mean, I don't know. I appreciate the guy. I think that he's I don't really even – here's the deal. I have, like, this tree of coaches where I consider myself a disciple. Lon Kruger is at the top of my basketball tree. I don't even put Drew in that category. It kind of started for me, though, because I got so sick and damn tired of people like you, Bloom, who refuse to give the guy credit for anything. I've got his stats at Baylor. The guy took over. Do I need to say it again?
No,
he took over a program
where
dudes were shooting each other.
But how did
he... teammates were murdering one another in the program that he took over, okay? And his first year, he went 3-13 in the Big 12. Then he was 1-15 in 2004-05. And it's been a steady 4-12, 4-12. Boom, there's your 9-7. You get to the round of 64. You build off of that. Then your Elite Eights come. Like, the guy's built the program. Just give him credit.
He's gotten good players there. So I'm a question how he's gotten good players there. But they're never consistent. And everyone's saying, okay, he's been to Elite Eights, but they have never beaten a seed above a 10.
Can you say anything positive about Scott Drew without a butt?
No.
You're like, he's got good players there, but I don't know how he got them.
Nope. Not going to do it.
Well, that's another thing that drives me nuts about the Scott Drew rhetoric. When people go, well, he's got these great, these blue-chip players, and well, that's part of coaching, isn't it? Don't you have to get the players?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people killed McDermott because he couldn't recruit here. Makes him a bad coach. Okay, get better players.
Well, at that point, couldn't we say that someone like John Calipari's a bad coach because he gets all this good talent and he gets all these good kids, but he can't coach them up?
Calipari's not losing games by 20 points to Texas Tech at home. See, that's the problem. It's not that he doesn't win a game or two, a big game here or there. It's just they're never consistent, and that's with their talent level, they should have been more consistent over the years, even though he has made NCAA tournaments. And it's maddening that he's the one, of all people. It's like somebody's laughing at me and saying, if there's one team in the Big 12 that Iowa State's going to lose to 4 times in a row in the peak of their historical success, it's that guy.
Sorry.
It's just getting old, and I don't want to see him in Kansas City because I don't want him to ruin my trip.
Something else that's getting old is George Niang not getting the ball
in the last
few minutes of regulation. He didn't take a shot after the 6-minute mark of the second half on Tuesday night. What, Brent? What do you see? Why are they not going to him? Is it they're just not throwing him the ball, or is he not being as aggressive?
I think Scott Drew, bring him up again, calls that timeout, his last one.
Pretty good timeout, if you ask me.
And throws
every time he calls a timeout, Iowa State gets like frazzled. They can't do anything.
They threw that junk defense on him, and they were denying George the ball a little bit.
Junk defense, effective defense, whatever we want to call it. We'll just make things
but
up.
But Prohm talked about this today, and I don't know if he read your piece, Chris, but he said something in his opening statement.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I haven't heard
it. He goes, everybody's talking about offense. We had a crazy efficient offensive night, and we missed some free throws. We allowed way too many points, and essentially saying offense wasn't the problem.
Well, that's fine, but in crunch time of a Big 12 road game, when you've got perhaps in many people's – am I back? My mic cut off there. In many people's minds, the most talented, not the most talented, the most versatile.
Sure.
Probably the best way to put it.
Most
offensive player in the country that cannot be stopped the entire night. You're right. You're right, Coach. George Niang was incredibly efficient throughout that first 25 minutes or 35 minutes of that basketball. And then we're just not going to let him shoot for the last 6 minutes.
But Nader, Nader had a wide open three.
Fine.
And he missed it.
All right.
And I mean, okay. Burton had
Explain the Deontay Burton move.
Well, that's
so that's a better option than giving George Niang the ball in the wing and letting him create?
So do you blame Deontay for taking that? Or
yes.
Okay. So, yeah.
That's exactly who I blame. I'm blaming.
I don't know you can blame Prohm.
I'm not blaming Prohm. But you just said he called me out in the press conference.
No, he did call you out. But the point is, they scored, what'd they score, 84 in a regulation, 82?
Yeah. No, I know.
That should win you the game.
You're right, it should, but I guess I'm to the point where I'm just realistic enough about Iowa State basketball where I don't think they're ever going to be a consistently great defensive team. Sometimes you got to outscore some people.
Do you have problem with the Monte Morris final shot?
No, I don't. Okay. I just think that it's inexcusable for George Niang to not shoot a ball in the last 6 minutes of that game. That's all. I'm not even blaming anybody. Like, I don't think it's like one. I don't think you can say, "Oh, that's Steve Prohm's fault," or that's. Figure out a way to get your best player the ball in the last 5 minutes of a road game in the Big 12. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, 11 seconds left, Jared Stansberry. Monte Morris essentially holds it himself. What are your thoughts?
I'm saying get into the rim at all.
Put the pressure on the official.
Yeah, exactly. And then at that same time, yeah, like Chris said, there's so many different possibilities that can come into play. But when you pull up and shoot a three, there's only two options. You either make it or you miss it, and that's it. Unless you get an offensive rebound at that point, there's so little time on the clock that that's almost just a moot point. But if you're going to the rim, you can draw a foul. Yeah. You can dish it off. You can, you know, draw a bunch of attention from everybody else, and you create a higher percentage shot. And there, I don't know,
I thought that when I was watching it live that the tip in was good.
Yeah, it was so close.
Not kidding. I racked myself jumping off of my couch. I'm not kidding. I don't know what kind of a position I was in.
What kind of couch are you sitting on?
Well, I don't know, but it hurt. But I thought that was in live. I was crushed in more ways than one.
It's just amazing, though. I looked it up today. This just goes to show how Iowa State is dynamic offensively, even despite not getting George the ball the final 6 minutes of regulation. But
I know what you're saying.
Yes, he needs to touch the ball more in the last 5 minutes. I totally agree.
Okay.
I almost think it's almost too easy to say, though, that that's the reason they lost is because George didn't touch the ball.
I mean, this is the guy who just passed Fred Hoiberg.
Right, but that if they get a stop, then this doesn't matter if George doesn't touch the ball in the final 5 minutes.
Okay.
They let Ish Wainwright get wide open threes, and Ish Wainwright's not a good three-point shooter.
Well,
he made some shot.
I mean, we've talked about defense all season long. At this point, what...
Well, you could be better.
What do they even need to do to be go for?
Well, they are good sometimes. It's not consistent.
Well, but that's the thing is they're still what eight losses by 29 points or something. What it is?
And they're all the top 32 RBI teams.
So, I mean, that's two possessions a game. They need to be two possessions a game better defensively.
Make some free throws.
Yeah, and make some free throws while you're at it. It's not like this team is cataclysmically bad at defense that they can't fix two possessions. You just got to think about that. It's two possessions is the difference, and they're not a good defense. They're never going to be a great defensive team, but if Jamil McKay makes one or two more hustle plays, the game's different.
And that's
if George Niang's in the right spot a couple more times.
That's my point on the defensive conversation, though. I've, right or wrong, I've given up that this team will ever consistently be a good defensive team night in, night out. I've given up that they can do that. I've seen enough.
All right.
So my point is, like, eventually, if you're going to go far in March or accomplish some things this year, you're going to have to outscore somebody at some point in time,
sure.
Which, you know.
And they can. They still have the ability to do that. But I agree with you. We'll kind of make a truce here.
Okay, let's do this.
George Niang.
My blood pressure.
I know.
Up.
We're trying to calm you down. All George Niang needs to get the ball more because guess what? He can also be a point guard to set up the play.
Well,
your offense could run through him. I agree.
That's the thing, and if you're double, a lot of people are tweeting at me, well, he's getting double. Great.
Yeah.
That's the best thing that can happen because then somebody's wide open, and Niang's a phenomenal passer.
And so they got to find a way to at least get him the ball. I think when you're in that, he was getting double teamed. They're denying him the ball. Jared, you have obviously played the game. You were a good player. People didn't want you to touch the ball. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's harder than it looks to get a player like Niang the ball. But they do need to do that. But number two, this team isn't that far off where just a couple more stops and defensively they can be better, and that can change the whole outlook for everybody. If you think about this, in five of their eight losses, guys, they've shot above 50%. So, I mean, I'm not too concerned about the offense. A couple more stops, though, and focus defensively, and the whole outlook of this team is different.
You are absolute. I will not argue that. I want the All-American to have the ball in his hands more in the last 5 minutes.
And I will not agree about the Scott Drew thing, so I'm not going there.
That's okay. Yep. We can agree to disagree. agree on this, though. My little girl was sick the other night. It was after hours. Wife calls, we need to get her in somewhere. You don't want to do the ER if you don't have to.
No.
Iowa Clinic Urgent Care right here in Ankeny, down there on Tradition. Fantastic. We rolled right into there. They took care of her. And I want to give a shout-out to that, man. The healthcare workers in this country, some of the stuff you see, oh, man. But shout-out to them. And, of course, you know, it's vasectomy season. March Madness is coming. Schedule that vasectomy at IAMenCenter.com. If I didn't have to work it, I would absolutely schedule my vasectomy for the Wednesday before the NCAA tournament. You don't really need to take the next 2 days off, but, I mean, hopefully you've got a boss. He understands you don't want any more kids, and you're doing it responsibly. So, you know, a little snip-snip here, there. The Iowa Clinic Men's Center will even write you the doctor's note. You just sit there, and you have an excuse to do nothing but watch basketball on the Thursday and Friday of the NCAA tournament. IAMenCenter.com. Of course, you can click their ad on CycloneFanatic.com today.
We'll be right back. You're listening to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show on Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
Find new roads in 2016 at Carl Chevrolet, where bigger is always better for you. As we come off a record-setting year, now is a great time to experience Chevrolet, the most awarded car company in 2015. And at Carl Chevrolet, you're always going to get bigger selection, bigger savings, and the best service with award-winning customer satisfaction every step of the way. Right now, take advantage of just announced bonus tag cash with $1,000 off most new Chevy models. That's in addition to the great sign-and-drive offers on the all-new Cruise LT and Malibu LT. Whether you're a longtime Carl Chevrolet customer or new to our showroom, don't go anywhere else to buy your new Chevy, because at Carl Chevrolet, you matter. Carl Chevrolet, I-35, exit 90 in Ankeny at The Rock.
Your dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet.
There are three numbers Gershman Mortgage wants you to know. One, your credit score. The higher the score, the better your credit. The better your credit, the lower your loan interest, the more money you save. Two, what is the percentage rate of your current mortgage? Getting a lower mortgage rate, even 0.5%, can save you tens of thousands of dollars. Three, your wife's birthday. Forget that, and the other two numbers become insignificant. Oh, and here's one more number. 330-2930. Gershman Mortgage. When buying a home, get educated, not sold. Give us a call.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000 square foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit, or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
Nebraska Furniture Mart proudly supports CycloneFanatic.com. So let me ask you this. Are you ready to upgrade your game day TV to catch every Cyclone play this season? Nebraska Furniture Mart has you covered. Plus, they shop the competition, so you don't have to. Every day, Nebraska Furniture Mart updates its electronic price tag, so you know you are getting the low price that you deserve. Stop by their store in Clive. It's just one block south of Hickman, down on 94th Street, to see the savings for yourself. Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive, a proud supporter of CycloneFanatic.com.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
One thing's for sure, if you're listening to this program, we can probably agree that we're all Iowa State fans. But what about pro sports? Who's your favorite NFL team, NBA team, baseball, hockey? Whatever it is, you'll find that team's flag at Heartland Flag Poles and Flags. Every team, every sport, every flag, almost. Shop for yourself online, heartlandflags.com. It's an easy-to-search for the flag you want website. Click the banner ad on cyclonefanatic.com to go straight to the Iowa State merchandise. Or search for the flag you want, heartlandflags.com.
Admit it. You judge a sports bar on three key criteria: TVs, food, and wings. Consider this our entry into the category for best wings. Ken from Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill here. Our wings are flame broiled to sear in that juicy flavor, generously lathered in our signature homemade sauces. Barbecue?
Sure.
Buffalo?
Of course.
But how about garlic jalapeno, sweet bourbon, or Caribbean jerk to go along with 11 other originals you'll only find at Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill?
You've just been hungerstruck.
Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill, Ankeny.
We've run into a bit of a snag with your home loan.
What?
Sorry, but we're going to have to delay your closing for a few days, okay?
Not okay at all. The movers are already here and my home is packed in boxes. Are you kidding me?
Don't let a stressful and delayed closing take the joy out of your next home purchase. At Lincoln Savings Bank, they put their money where their mouth is, providing local approvals and the extensive home loan products that fit your needs. Best of all, the mortgage professionals at LSB are there for you when you need them most. Lincoln Savings Bank is dedicated to providing the service and value you need for your purchase loans. So don't let ruin your day. Visit one of LSB's convenient locations in Clive, Ankeny, and Adel today, or check out their loan closing guarantee at mylsb.com/guarantee. Lincoln Savings Bank. The right people, the right process. Period. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Man Cave, manly traditions, poker night, watching football games, getting away from life. The place you can relax because it's yours. Performance Concrete Polishing is the nemesis of boring concrete. You dream it and we'll create it. Colorants, logos, or sports themes. These floors are easy to clean and light reflecting. Be unique and create something to be envied by your buddies. Find us at PerformanceConcretePolishing.com. Performance Concrete Polishing, the nemesis of ugly, boring concrete.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, live from Benchwarmers in Ankeny, presented by your dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet. I'm Jared Stansberry, joined by Chris Williams and Brent Bloom. Brent, I want to take you back to January 6th, or a couple days after. We sat right here at this very table and hosted the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. And I told you guys that I thought that Texas Tech could make it to the NCAA tournament.
Did you mock me
crazy.
Hey, that
and last night they upset the Sooners.
Yeah, they'd have to really fall apart to not get in at this point. No, you're right. Wild. There's a couple things that in this Big 12 season I wouldn't have guessed. Tech doing what they've done the last three, nowhere on my radar. I mean, they beat people occasionally down in Lubbock. That's a weird place to play, and you're always nervous because it's an odd atmosphere.
Colorado-esque.
Yeah, it's very Colorado from the old Big 8 and early Big 12 days. That's what it's like, where you just weird stuff happens down there. For them to do that, but even – and then K-State rolling Oklahoma at one point. Now Oklahoma is – two games behind Kansas, and so now it's Kansas is in the driver's seat again, and here we go. It's
what are like the
death taxes and Bill Self winning Big 12 titles?
What are the chances that the Big 12 is beating itself up so much that everybody's seat is going to be dropped and it's going to hurt the league in the Big 12 or in the NCAA tournament?
Probably a little bit, but everybody's losing. I mean, look at Michigan State's eighth in the Big 10 right now. It's
jeez, are they really
they're
that
eighth?
Low?
They're eighth, and they're a two seed. So it's a I don't know how the seeding is going to break. I mean, you look at Iowa, like what one of, they were a one seed, and some dropped them to four after one loss.
Who dropped them? I saw them drop to three.
USA Today had them down to four today.
Wow. I think CBS had them down at a three.
It's just
two.
There's so much fluctuation between seeds one and six that I'm happy for Tubby though. Good for him because he kind of got ran out of Minnesota. Now the Big 12's definitely they get seven of the 10 teams in the NCAA tournament. That's crazy talk.
And especially for someone like Tubby Smith, where you look at what's happened at Minnesota since he left. Now, I don't think they've even won a Big Ten game yet. So does this speak to the coaching prowess of Tubby?
Well, they still, I mean, can you, do they have an all Big 12 player on that team?
No.
So, yeah, I think it has to. They play really well together. They're solid defensively, and they don't have too many mistakes. They don't turn it over, and
They
just have got a bunch of average to good players.
I really thought that when Tubby took that job, he was just, and he still might be, but I saw this as a guy in the twilight of his career getting one last decent contract, and then he was going to probably go to an NIT or something and then ride off into the sunset. But shout out to Jared Allen for that. I didn't think that he could turn that. I didn't think he had the energy to turn Texas Tech and take them back to the NCAA tournament. I thought that was going to have to be a deal where, you know, Tubby potentially took them up to, you know, the NIT level, and then a young guy comes, because that's a hard job.
Right.
Like, that's
really
a that's
hard.
A brutal, brutal job. It's not a good place to recruit to, and, I mean, you just look at the history of it. Nobody really has won there other than the general.
Yeah, Bob and I won for, like, 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
He just struggled at the end.
I'm surprised and I'm impressed because I didn't think that, just didn't think it was possible.
It's and again, I just keep coming back where, Gocher's okay, Williams is okay. The sophomore, the big kid, Smith.
Zach Smith.
Yeah, he's going to be good. I think he's a nice player, but they had a walk on start against Iowa State, so they just find a way to do it as a team and. They're definitely not going to win two games in the NCAA tournament, but if they can get there, that's a huge success for them and good for the Big 12 as well. That's actually extra paychecks.
Yeah, and at the same time, this was supposed to be the year that someone knocked off Kansas. All summer long, that was the narrative, that this was going to be the year. What?
And they were on the ropes.
Right.
Oklahoma had them. Like that. Iowa State was never really in that race come after they lost at home to Baylor, but the fact that Oklahoma has now gone the wrong way. What's going on with them?
Well, is it just the way that they play, though? Is it really that surprising that they're having a stretch where it's like, we're not playing very good ball? I mean, they could very easily, in a week, go out and hit 15 threes, and then all of a sudden they're right back on track.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because I looked that up today. I was like, what's going on with Oklahoma? Because I knew we were going to talk about it.
Yeah.
They're in a stretch in their last three where they're like, 13 of 55 from three.
There you go. That's the difference between Oklahoma.
Or no, the last two, they're 13 of 55. They're like Iowa State was two, 3 years ago. And this is why I keep coming back. Everyone's saying, you know, Iowa State's this offensive team, but they're not like Oklahoma, where Oklahoma is reliant on the three ball. Iowa State can score, and they have scored in every single game. They are not a live and die by the three, even though I hate that phrase. They really aren't. They're better in the 2-point shot than the 3-point shot.
They're elite at the 2-point shot.
They're
like top 10 in efficiency.
They're
2-point.
They're third in America in offensive efficiency. It's Notre Dame, who sleeper. I mean, that speaking of teams that don't guard anybody, but you better beware of them in March. It's Notre Dame, and then Duke's number two. Similar situation. Duke, Notre Dame, Iowa State, all the top 1, 2, and 3 in the country in offense, but they're all lower than 85th in defense.
And they probably don't have. I don't think any of them have any depth.
No, none of them. But they're three teams that I don't want to see in March because they can score. And in March, when you get in that tournament, you have to have three scorers to be dangerous. And those teams, like you see, like at Iowa, what are they now? I mean, if Jock and Utah aren't making a bunch of shots, they're in trouble because they don't have the multiple weapons. Now, if those two guys are great, then, yeah, they'll be fine. But in March, it's my theory, you have to have three go-to players that can score and get you a basket. Iowa State, Duke, and Notre Dame all have that. Now, defense is another question, but at least they're in the conversation of teams that I wouldn't want to see in March. Kansas is as well, by the way. I think they might win the national title.
You think Kansas I said that earlier this week. They would be my pick right now.
They're
freaking self. He's so good. I left them for dead.
They were dead after they left were. Ames.
Yeah. Well, that Oklahoma State loss, like, I'm like,
and then they struggled with Kentucky, but that they came back and Wayne Seldon came to life.
That might have been a turning point. Yeah.
That absolutely was. That was a pleasure to watch. That was the Oklahoma Kansas game gets a lot of pub and it was fantastic. But to me, like that Kentucky Kansas game might have been the most fun game I've watched all year.
And it's interesting because the Big 12 SEC challenge was getting killed for the timing, but I think that absolutely gave Kansas a boost because they had this raucous atmosphere. They got somebody not in their conference who didn't know them as well, and ever since then they haven't lost. So it gave them a boost.
You insinuating that the Big 12 scheduled that to help Kansas?
No, I don't think. everything favors Bill Self. I think it was just a coincidence, but he's used it to their favor, and even Diallo's playing a little better right now.
So what do you guys think would be the best scenarios for Iowa State heading to Kansas City? Like, where would you see them, the best slot for them at this point?
The other side of Baylor, and then I don't care.
I wouldn't.
Who do you want to play? That's a great question.
I don't want West Virginia.
I wouldn't want Baylor.
Although,
I don't want anything to do with West Virginia.
I prefer West Virginia on a neutral floor in a tournament setting because they actually get fouls called.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
They've never played well in the Big 12 tournament. Never. Under Huggins, because they just don't. The system doesn't work.
Would you rather be on the same side as Oklahoma? I'd rather play Oklahoma than Kansas.
Agree.
Like in the semis.
Mm-hmm. Agree. Yeah, but it's right now. I think season ended today. Iowa State's the 6, and Oklahoma's the 3.
God, that's like the 8:30 game too, right?
Yeah, so it'd be like 8:30 on a Thursday night.
That's the worst time slot.
It's bad.
For the media, at least.
Yeah.
I absolutely hate that.
And lubricated.
The fans love that because they just get hammered before the game.
But I prefer a matchup with Texas if I had. Anybody.
Oh, yeah.
I think Iowa State matches up really well with them because they don't have a physical post without Ridley. They can control eBay, and they did it on Saturday. I mean, Felix is the one guy that's given Iowa State problems, but give me a chance of guarding a 5-foot, 10-inch guard than the Baylor guy. Who just lit Iowa State up twice now.
One team nobody's had any trouble with is the TCU Horned Frogs.
True.
We will preview Iowa State's trip to Fort Worth on Saturday when we come back. You're listening to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show live from Benchwarmers in Ankeny, presented by your dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet, on Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Find new roads in 2016 at Carl Chevrolet, where bigger is always better for you. As we come off a record-setting year, now is a great time to experience Chevrolet, the most awarded car company in 2015. And at Carl Chevrolet, you're always going to get bigger selection, bigger savings, and the best service with award-winning customer satisfaction every step of the way. Right now, take advantage of just announced bonus tag cash with $1,000 off most new Chevy models. That's in addition to the great sign-and-drive offers on the all-new Cruise LT and Malibu LT. Whether you're a longtime Carl Chevrolet customer or new to our showroom, don't go anywhere else to buy your new Chevy, because at Carl Chevrolet, you matter. Carl Chevrolet, I-35, exit 90 in Ankeny at The Rock.
Your dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
The Man Cave, manly traditions, poker night, watching football games, getting away from life. The place you can relax because it's yours. Performance Concrete Polishing is the nemesis of boring concrete. You dream it and we'll create it. Colorants, logos, or sports themes. These floors are easy to clean and light reflecting. Be unique and create something to be envied by your buddies. Find us at PerformanceConcretePolishing.com. Performance Concrete Polishing, the nemesis of ugly, boring concrete.
We've run into a bit of a snag with your home loan.
What?
Sorry, but we're going to have to delay your closing for a few days, okay?
Not okay at all. The movers are already here and my home is packed in boxes. Are you kidding me?
Don't let a stressful and delayed closing take the joy out of your next home purchase. At Lincoln Savings Bank, they put their money where their mouth is, providing local approvals and the extensive home loan products that fit your needs. Best of all, the mortgage professionals at LSB are there for you when you need them most. Lincoln Savings Bank is dedicated to providing the service and value you need for your purchase loans. So don't let ruin your day. Visit one of LSB's convenient locations in Clive, Ankeny, and Adel today, or check out their loan closing guarantee at mylsb.com/guarantee. Lincoln Savings Bank. The right people, the right process. Period. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
There are three numbers Gershman Mortgage wants you to know. One, your credit score. The higher the score, the better your credit. The better your credit, the lower your loan interest, the more money you save. Two, what is the percentage rate of your current mortgage? Getting a lower mortgage rate, even 0.5%, can save you tens of thousands of dollars. Three, your wife's birthday, forget that, and the other two numbers become insignificant. Oh, and here's one more number, 330-2930, Gershman Mortgage. When buying a home, get educated, not sold. Give us a call.
Your home for Iowa State women's basketball is right here. This is head coach Bill Fenley on Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
You're listening to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show live from Benchwarmers in Ankeny, presented by your dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet, Jared Stansbury, Chris Williams, and Brent Bloom. Guys, I know you guys were there last night in Hilton Coliseum, and I don't know how you guys feel, but I was just really happy to see the Iowa State women go out and get a dominating win over Texas Tech last night.
I was happy for the girls in general, but especially Kid Blaskowski. She struggled all year. When she hit her second three, like, man, she had a smile on her face. Like, we haven't seen anything like it this year. There was the Lexi Albright three. A lot of cool moments in that game last night, and none cooler, in my opinion, than the 42-5 run, Brent. Never seen anything like it to end the first half. And I mean, what did they score, 29 points in a row?
29-0.
Yeah.
Well, Tech didn't score.
Have you ever heard, honestly, like, in a Big 12 game, have you ever heard of that? In men's or women's?
Oh, boy. Connecticut's probably done that to somebody in the women's game.
Yeah.
Not to my knowledge. In fact, Tech didn't score for 16 minutes. I mean, that's the more amazing thing.
For 16 minutes? Yeah. Didn't make a field goal.
Make a field goal for like 16 minutes, or maybe it was 14.
I was going to say, because they made two free throws halfway through
early
the second.
That's true. But it was incredible, the defensive performance, really, that sparked the offense for them. Hopefully they can keep it going, although it's a tough one to Baylor, but coming off a nice win, it's a good way to go down to Waco.
Yeah, that's the one kind of thing that is a bummer. It's like you get your first big win, and it's like, here's your consolation prize. You get to go and play Baylor.
They're playing better, and the record's not indicative of the type of team they have. I mean, they're 13-12, but their young talent's getting better. And Carlton and Burkhall, they're only freshmen.
Yeah, they're really good.
I can't even imagine. And then Jada's been around for a while, Jada Buckley. She's only a sophomore, so pretty much everybody's back. And then they add some players. They get a grad transfer from Vandy to get in.
Two
posts. They're coming in as freshmen. They're both Europeans. So I think, you know, this is a little bit of a transitional year for them, but they'll be back. And you're starting to see some of the youth come to play.
I tell you guys what, Bridget Carlton is just a stone-cold assassin. I don't think I've ever seen her show emotion before.
Assassin!
She had a, my favorite of the pink accessories, she had the pink mouthpiece.
Oh, okay.
I like the fact that she looks tough,
mm-hmm.
you know, with the mouthpiece in there. No, she's a...
Yeah, if you haven't...
I love when they post her up, too. I like that look.
If you haven't watched, she's worth the price of admission.
Yeah.
Because you can just... She's just so smooth. I mean, she's very, very, very good. Reminds me a lot of Allison Lacey.
Yeah, I was going to bring that point you made up on the broadcast last night, the Allison Lacey comparison. I see it.
Between her and Burkhall, 4 years of them, I think brighter times ahead for the women. Saturday will be fun down in... I got to go down there with them and... See how it goes, but always tough in Waco. They haven't won there, I don't think. Well, yeah, he won there in 98. Bill.
I don't think Trent Johnson's ever won in Hilton Coliseum. He's going to have an opportunity on Saturday.
Guys,
your boy.
I'm really scared that Trent's going to get fired.
You think?
Like, I'm really scared.
See,
about
like
it.
if your basketball coaching tree, like I've got Lon
He would
Kruger.
Be the low hanging fruit on my tree.
That's kind of my Scott Drew.
Yeah. Oh, man, I guess our low-hanging fruit isn't very comparable.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Trent Johnson
has been to a Final Four.
He's a better coach than Scott Drew.
Oh, come on.
That's
Boom.
Debatable, man.
Just stop it.
I had to do it.
My gosh.
I had to do it.
Although, get off the – take your headset off. You're fired. Just kidding. Right, I love you.
They've got two wins this year.
But they're not.
They're not. Yeah, they're not, though. That shouldn't be close. If that's close Saturday, then the whole players-only team meeting was held today. Let's think.
They went
about,
to a hotel for the team meeting.
I didn't hear the details.
Oh, I thought that's what you just
no,
said.
No, players only. Maybe
I'm tired of players only meetings. I can only hear this story.
It's a third of the year.
Yeah. Guys, go and have your players meeting and don't tell anyone about it.
I take
keep it in house.
I take players only meetings as seriously as I take farmers only.
What's wrong if everyone's? They need to get everybody on the same page. They clearly were not. You're just saying you're fine with the meeting.
Yes.
You just don't want to know about it.
Well, I'm fine with the meeting, but do we have to make a spectacle out of it every time we have one? Can we just have the players-only meeting and not talk? Because Iowa did this, too. That's why I'm hot on this, because Anthony Clemens did the same thing when they lost last night. I'm like, come on. You should be having players-only meetings. That's a good thing. It's good to talk with your teammates.
Good for you. The only thing that bothers me is everybody was saying we were all on the same page again right after Jameel came back from his suspension, and it's like Jameel's happy again. We're like, we're all back on the same page. We're all communicating. Yeah. And then they lose one game, and we got to have another players only meeting.
Here's what I think the meeting was about, and I don't know. This is my theory. And two things. One, I hope it was like Major League where they're all in a room, and there's Jake Taylor steps up, and, you know, there's Serrano, and there's only one thing left to do, and that's win the whole thing. With some language in between. But, no, I think they're realizing that they can't win the Big 12 right now. That's now off the table. So the meeting is, let's do what we can now so we're prepared for March to make a run, because I think it was Jameel who said it. At the end of the day, nobody cares about what we did in February. They're going to remember us for what we did in March, and last year they remember us losing to UAB in March. We don't want that to happen again. But I'll believe it more from him on the floor.
Well, that's where I'm at. Like, I've
all the time.
I've seen so many of these players-only meetings over the years, and it's great to rally the fans, but it just kind of seems like an excuse to me. Like, just have your meeting, and let's not tell the media about it. I don't blame the media for reporting on it. It's what the guys are saying. Like, that's fine. I just communicate and hopefully win. Try your hardest. That's what fans look for.
Speaking of Jameel, seems like he should be, with his current – pattern, he should be up for a good game on Saturday night, then.
Jameel will have a double-double on Saturday.
Here's
That's
a question
my prediction.
Somebody asked me today, is he ever get back in the starting lineup?
I was thinking about that the other day, and as long as Deontay Burton plays well, I don't know how you could justify putting him back in there.
If Deontay keeps up possessions like he did in the final five minutes of that game, that's how you play yourself out of it. But
at the same time, then you're not playing yourself out of the starting lineup. You're playing yourself out of the closing lineup.
How great would it be, though, if McKay becomes this energy guy off the bench for you?
Well, that's the kind of role he needs to embrace.
That's what they need him to do.
But, like, that's a tough thing for him to embrace,
Remember when he
got suspended? Maybe that's where they had the meeting today.
When he got suspended, I told you and Rob what I thought I could see Simeon Carter doing. Something like that, where he just goes in, and to keep himself on the floor, he knows he has to just play as hard as
like
he possibly can.
Like your hair's on fire. I love that expression.
Exactly.
And that's kind of what, when Jameel's at his best, that's what you see from him.
And I don't think that it's like he doesn't realize that to keep himself on the floor, that's the way he has to play, because when he's not playing that way, it's really hard to justify keeping him on the floor.
Yeah, I think that they'll snap back and win pretty convincingly.
Then who's the next one for West Virginia?
It's West Virginia on Big Monday.
Oh, it's Big Monday, too,
yeah,
isn't it?
8 o'clock on Monday.
Yo.
Wow. Yo, ma.
So we got to hand it off to the Iowa Wild.
Yeah, the Wild are kicking us off early. Yep.
Yeah, so big thanks to Brent. Big thanks to Chris. John Sellers out here. Sean back in the studio. We'll be right back here at Benchwarmers again next week. You've been listening to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show live from Benchwarmers in Ankeny, presented by your dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet, on Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.